Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to the 38th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so please plan on joining us each week. Today's quote begins with, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius and power and magic in it." I love that quote. Today, it's my very great pleasure to introduce to you Jodi Powell, naturopathic doctor and classic. I found out about Jodi Powell from some different people here in our little Roaring Fork Valley. And I reached out to her, and she agreed to be interviewed for us today. So I'd like to thank her for doing that. Dr. Powell grew up in Maryland and attended Virginia Tech, where she earned a Bachelor of Science degree in forestry and wildlife management. She worked for several years as a biologist and environmental educator before choosing to change gears and move to Portland, Oregon, to attend a naturopathic medical school. She set up her practice here in the Roaring Fork Valley in 2011. And I'd like to welcome Dr. Powell here with us. And for those of us who don't know what a naturopathic doctor is or who haven't heard of a naturopathic or homeopathic doctor, would you explain to us, Jodi, what a naturopathic doctor is? Is she on? Can you hear us? Okay. She was dropped. I do apologize. I will send her a text to call back in. She was just getting ready to get started. Technical difficulties have been challenging us here, and I do apologize for not having her present on the phone. She's called back in. Are you there, Jodi? Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Perfect. Yes, we can
hear
you. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for having me. Sorry for my technological ineptitude, but I'm happy to jump in. So you were asking me what is a naturopathic doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So a naturopathic or naturopathic, people pronounce it both ways, doctor, is a healthcare professional who's trained in both conventional primary care medicine and alternative medicine, as well as naturopathic medical philosophy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that probably in a minute. So an ND helps their patients to figure out the root cause of what's going on for them, but they have a lot of tools for treating their patients, more than conventional doctors do. So nutritional counseling is a great example. Most medical doctors get a few hours, if any, nutritional information in their education. We also learn herbs and homeopathic remedies, Bach flower remedies, nutritional supplements, hydrotherapy, soft tissue manipulation, chiropractic, all sorts of things. So we're just able to offer a primary care doctor to people who has more options than just drugs and surgery.
Wonderful. Yes, that's what we're all about here with the Making Shifts Happen Blog Talk Radio Show, is expanding our horizons and finding out what options and what else is possible for us. So what you mentioned a little bit about the training and qualifications that MDs have. I'm curious, you have a Bachelor of Science degree in forestry and wildlife management. What brought you over to, say, the dark side of being an MD?
That's a great question, and it's kind of a fun story. I appreciate that you asked that. I was working and pretty happy, well, reasonably happy with what I was doing, and then my mother was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And that sent me down a path that many of us have been on, where we're online and we're researching what do you do about this particular condition. And I had found a lot of information about diet, and, you know, I thought, well, should I send her to an acupuncturist, or should I send her to a chiropractor, or does she need vitamins? You know, my head was kind of spinning. There were all these options, and I stumbled upon the entire profession. I did not know naturopathic doctors existed. And here was an opportunity to go back to school, which I'd always wanted to do, and learn a little bit about all of these different alternative medicine modalities so that I could help people decide which direction that they wanted to go. So that kind of sparked it for me, and I subsequently applied, was accepted, and in the span of 2 weeks, I quit my job, sold my house, and left the country to travel, because I knew I wouldn't be able to travel much for the 4 years I was in school, which was a great decision. And now I am enjoying Colorado and helping people with their health.
What do you find to be some of your biggest challenges as an MD?
Right now, one of our biggest challenges is that people have no idea who we are and what we do. A lot of people would choose a naturopathic doctor, but they don't understand that we exist and the level of training that we have. You know, we go to a four-year medical school, we receive all the same education that a medical doctor does, and then on top of that, we get all of these alternative medicine modalities that we're trained to use. The other thing that hampers us is laws. You need a law in every state to license doctors. And right now, naturopathic doctors are only licensed in 17 states because we have to go through all of the political process in each and every state to establish ourselves. So we're not widely available. We're not accepted on insurance panels, things like that. So we need a lot of progress in those areas before accessibility to naturopathic doctors is more broad.
That's really fascinating. Yes, being on the leading edge is sometimes the biggest challenge in and of itself. So thank you for being that and doing that with us.
From
what I've understood of my study of stress is that stress is one of the more common underlying causes of all disease or illnesses. And how does a naturopathic doctor address that differently than, say, a conventional medicine doctor?
That's a great question. I would agree with you. I think stress is very underrated when it comes to our disease processes. We tend to discount it because we're just used to dealing with so much of it, but it is absolutely crucial to address. And I would say, as with many things, conventional medical doctors are kind of challenged in dealing with patients in stress. The first thing I would say that that I do that's different is my first visit with my patients is an hour and a half. So that gives me a lot of opportunity to assess where sources of stress might be in someone's life. Sometimes we notice them, sometimes we don't. You know, some patients need new jobs. Some patients need new partners. Some patients need a babysitter. And some patients need to change their diet and need to take their, you know, medications, whichever kinds of medications they choose, be they natural or alternative. A lot of times I find that getting that basic sort of overwhelm or stress piece figured out first has to happen before we can get anywhere in terms of treatment. For example, I had a patient who I could tell was in such tremendous overwhelm, and I said, okay, there's a lot of things I want to do with you, but first let's do a Bach flower remedy. And we selected a custom Bach flower remedy for her, and then in 2 weeks she came back and she said, you know what? Nothing has changed, but it all feels much more manageable, and I'm ready to start. So finding ways to figure out what will take enough straws off the camel's back that we can even get started in dealing with our health. And it's different for everybody.
Absolutely. And for those of us who are not familiar, homeopathy and Bach flower remedies, would you just talk just briefly about what those are?
Sure. So they're energetic medicines. Quantum physics is starting to catch up enough to be able to describe to us in scientific terms how they work, but we've known that they work for hundreds of years. They are made from plants and minerals and different substances. The Bach flower remedies are all made from flowers, and they all work on a very subtle energetic level. The way I think of it is that they challenge sort of the frequency your body's vibrating at, and that's hard for some people to kind of wrap their brains around. But clinically, what I see is, for homeopathy, for example, there's 4,000 homeopathic remedies. And my job as a homeopath is to hear your story and try to match you with the one remedy that best suits you. And if I am successful in doing that, we see things start to shift. The homeopathic remedy gives you just this little push to help you to heal, to help your body make the shifts and changes that it needs to make, whether it be on the mental, emotional level, the physical level, whatever it is that's needed, because they work on all those levels at the same time. So I find them to be subtle but incredibly powerful and life-changing even.
Well, and one of the things that turned the light on for me for homeopathic remedies was in one of the classes I was taking for my PhD with Norm Shealy. He said, imagine that we're all vibration and we're all energy, and a homeopathic remedy is like a tuning fork, and the tuning fork holds the vibration, and if you watch a piano tuner, he kind of hits the fork and holds the fork on the piano wire, and he either tightens or loosens the wire until it vibrates in harmony with that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the thing about the homeopathic remedy is it holds the vibration and then allows the person to come into coherence and vibrational harmony with it. And I really like that explanation because I could visually see a tuning fork. I've watched piano tuners. You can even Google it if you'd like to see it. And you put the tuning fork on the wire, and sometimes the wire doesn't even vibrate until you've tightened it or loosened it. And then it comes into tune. And it's in harmony with it. And so the other thing that I understood about homeopathic vibrational remedies is that they're not long-term. You don't plan on taking them for your entire life. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. You may need to sort of check in and change something, but a lot of people will go, you know, months to years not needing anything.
Well, that's fascinating. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're coming up to our commercial break here, and I'd like to remind the listeners that this is a commercial break for the Calm Moms free report, and you're welcome to sign in. And please remember that the bonus of the audio for the Calm Moms free report is no longer available, but you are welcome to sign up for the free report anyway. So Dr. Powell and I are going to take about a minute and a half to take a break, and we'll be right back after this Calm Moms free report.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day. Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
We are back with Dr. Jody Powell, naturopathic doctor and classical homeopath. Right before the break, we were talking about homeopathic remedies and some other things, Bach flower remedies, and what they are, what the nature of them is. And Jody has told us that she has taken 4 years of medical school to take her medical training and then ongoing study to become naturopathic, work with herbs and homeopathics as well. Dr. Powell, what is one thing that you wish everyone would do so that they could improve their health and decrease their stress?
Oh, that's a great question. It depends. you know, everybody needs something different. There is one thing that I do, and I've been trying to do with as many patients as possible, that I love to mention. I think if we had a healthcare system instead of a sick care system, and we had more of a focus on prevention, that each year I would like to see us get what's called a micronutrient test. This is a blood test that I do with my patients where I do a draw here in the office and send it off, and we look at the levels of vitamins and minerals, 37 vitamins and minerals, inside your cells. And what this does is it skips over a bunch of the problems with nutrition. And, you know, we're always guessing what it is we actually need and whether or not we're getting enough. And there are so many factors in terms that will determine what your nutritional needs are. We're not all the same. Based on our genetics, based on our toxic exposures, based on disease processes we have, where we live, what's in our soil. We're all getting different things in our diet, and whether we're breaking them down, assimilating them, getting them into our cells, we're all different. So what this does is it gives us sort of a black and white, this is what your cells have, this is what your cells don't have, and then we have the opportunity to use food or supplements to make sure that we have that foundation, that foundational nutrition to withstand whatever, you know, is going to come at us in terms of health.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And one of the things that we've talked about in our previous blog talk shows is that when you are highly stressed, even if you're eating a highly targeted, highly appropriate diet, being highly stressed either slows down or inhibits digestion completely, and your cells may or may not absorb the nutrients and the other things. So as you work with a person and you're adjusting their diet, what do you find some of the challenges to be so that they can receive complete nutrition from this highly focused, highly researched diet for each particular person?
So in terms of how to make sure they're actually getting everything out of their food, you mean? Okay. So as a naturopathic doctor, I do a lot of work with sort of what we call functional GI. That is So, yes, maybe it goes in your mouth. And how good of quality was it in the first place? You know, how high in mineral and vitamin content was the food? And then are you able to break it down? Do you have enough stomach acid? Do you have enough enzymes? Are you relaxed? You're absolutely right about that. Your nervous system, when you're in kind of fight or flight and stressed out, it will completely shut down your digestion. And we know that. That's a scientific fact. So getting to a place of, you know, that resting and relaxation so that digestion can happen. And then what's going on with your gut bacteria, what's going on with all of the other systems in your body that are influencing your nutrition and your needs. It's incredibly complicated. So we need to know what's going in. We need to know you're chewing it, you know, 32 times, and you're not diluting your stomach acid, which, by the way, a lot of people are being diagnosed with too much stomach acid, and it's actually the opposite. Most of us have too little. And stress
yes.
will definitely reduce your stomach acid. So, yes, getting into a place where your nervous system is relaxed makes a huge difference. And I think that was where my tip will come in later.
So who should come and see you, Dr. Powell?
Oh, everyone. Everybody needs a naturopathic doctor. But I will say that conditions that I think are really well-suited to naturopathic doctor. Certainly anyone who's interested in prevention, anyone who wants non-drug options comes to see naturopathic doctors. But things like acid reflux, Crohn's disease, any of those functional GI issues, NDs seem to have a much better handle on. Type 2 diabetes, thyroid problems, depression, those are all conditions where conventional medicine tends to have a one-size-fits-all approach. But with an ND, you're finding the underlying cause of the problem and finding a way to correct it without lifelong medication. So those are several places where it's very helpful, I think.
Well, and I hear you say you might not have to do homeopathic remedies for long. They come in and they balance, and then you might need something else, but you don't stay on long term, and you just now mentioned that as well, that it's not a lifelong medication, because one of the things that I've learned in my studies, and I believe you probably have as well, is people build up tolerances and certain medications become less and less effective, and most people don't know what to do other than switching a medication. So coming to you and you do the blood test, am I hearing this all correctly? Coming to you, you do the blood test, you might find ways to even help them titrate back on their medication so that if they are on something for the rest of their life, it continues to work well for them.
Right, right, sure. So thyroid, for example, if a patient comes to me with a hypothyroid, which is wildly common, and they may already be on medications, first I'm going to see if they have an autoimmune thyroid process going on, which a conventional doctor generally doesn't look for, in which case they need a treatment for autoimmune conditions, not just for thyroid. And if we catch it soon enough, they won't need thyroid medication at all because we preserve the function of their thyroid. But do they have a selenium deficiency in their cells? And that's why their thyroid's not working. You know, there's so many factors with these things. So digging a little bit deeper, nutrition is a piece. Genetics is a piece. You know, looking for an autoimmune condition is a piece. It's different for everybody.
Well, it sounds as if what you do is absolutely fascinating, that you're kind of a detective as well as somebody who can help people find solutions that work well in their life.
Well, that's great. I love that. Yeah, I love the problem-solving piece of it, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're believe it or not, we're getting near the end. We only have about 5 minutes left. So I'd like to ask you if you have a favorite quote or something that you come back to regularly to just remind yourself of certain things.
I do. And this quote has a mixed origin. People attribute it to someone, but then they say no. And it doesn't really matter to me. What matters is the idea it represents. And that is that all truths pass through three stages. First, they're ridiculed. Second, they're violently opposed. And third, they're accepted as being self-evident. I so often feel like I'm screaming into the wind in my work. You know, we've had so many quote-unquote truths in health. You know, cigarette smoking is bad for you. You know, that was ridiculed and then opposed and then accepted as self-evident. You know, cholesterol is good for you. Mercury and dental fillings and vaccines is bad for you. Raw milk is good for you. Electromagnetic radiation is bad for you. There are so many things that I feel like I'm working so hard to educate people about that the media and sort of popular culture says, oh, that's nothing, and you're ridiculous, and you're a quack to tell people that they need to be worried about this stuff. And then 10 years, 20 years later, they say, well, of course mercury is bad for you. Well, of course cigarettes are bad for you. Well, of course, you know, it's maddening. And so I have to be patient with the process and just educate as many people as I can.
Well, I'm from a time where doctors prescribed cigarette smoking for weight control.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to smoke in their offices when you come in for their checkup, for your checkup. So that has shifted pretty dramatically in my lifetime. So I know there's hope. What's a tool that you might recommend for people to use every day?
One of my favorites, there's a lot, but one of my favorites is to take a moment before each meal to express some gratitude, say a prayer, whatever your spiritual practice might be. But to just take, even if it's just a moment of gratitude, and that does a lot of things. It shifts that whole nervous system and your whole GI tract into rest and digest, so you're getting what you need out of your food. It gives you a moment of reprieve from that high-paced, stressful life that we tend to be in. And the research has proven that, you know, gratitude and thankfulness and having a spiritual practice are incredibly helpful to you. So it's something that you can do, you know, at least 3 times a day that just helps you kind of push the reset button and does many different things that are positive for your health.
Well, and thank you so much for that tool. My longtime listeners have been very well educated on the difference between sympathetic and parasympathetic activity. So just to have them understand the rest and digest is your parasympathetic activity. And it does start the digestive juices flowing. It does start other wonderful things happening in mind-body and gets us more present so that we can look at the colors of our food and smell them and taste them. And I've already talked about the digestive process actually begins long before you put the first bite of food in your mouth.
Right.
So thank you for that tool. That's really cool. So what do you
and
do
we have
for
plenty
fun?
Of research. I was just going to say,
we have
research to back up now, you know, all of that rest and digest. So that's really fun. What do I do for fun? I love to rock climb, which is a big part of the reason I'm in Colorado.
Wonderful. Okay, we're down to about 90 seconds, so I'd like to say thank you so much to our guest, Dr. Jody Powell. That's all for today's show, and I encourage everyone to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have or to add to our speed round. And if you haven't done so already, consider leaving a review. It helps other people discover us. And in our last few seconds, I'd like for Dr. Powell to give her website information and her contact information.
Great, thank you. The website is Jody Powell ND. That's JodyPowellND.com. And my phone number is 970-236-6178. And my website has a blog and a newsletter you can sign up for and a lot of other information for you to access.
And I have signed up for her newsletter, and it is phenomenal. So thank you again, and here's our outro, and please remember to email with any questions.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.
All right.